The Federal Attorney General George Brandis came under pressure again today over the government's attack on the President of the Human Rights Commission, Gillian Triggs. The Senate passed a censure motion against the Attorney General for failing to defend the Commission's President from malicious attack and for being unfit to hold his office. For his part, Senator Brandis put up a feisty defence, arguing that the Human Rights Commission was not a court and should not be beyond criticism, and he insisted he had never attacked Professor Triggs. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
The upper house hadn't been sitting for long before Labor's leader in the Senate, Penny Wong, was on her feet.
He has eroded public confidence in his approach to the position of Attorney General.
She moved to censure the Attorney General for failing to defend Professor Triggs from malicious attacks and for trying to obtain her resignation with the offer of an alternative role. And if that wasn't enough, for being unfit to hold the office of Attorney General. The Attorney General has criticised the Human Rights Commission President over her report, The Forgotten Children, with the Prime Minister accusing her of a transparent political stitch-up. Senator Wong argued no statutory body is safe.
But under this argument, the Attorney General would condone a public attack on ASIC, a public attack on the ACCC, a public attack on the Auditor General, a public attack by the government on the Inspector General of Intelligence and Security.
Senator Wong stopped short of using the M word herself, but she invoked it, quoting from a letter she'd received from a resident of Sydney's well-heeled North Shore.
From a resident of Wollstonecraft who wrote, the coalition's aggressive and misogynist, unnecessary and malicious attacks need to be curtailed.
It was a spirited performance.
Well, that is not the Australia I believe in. That is not the Australia I believe in. I believe that statutory agencies ought to be able to report without fear or favour. And there are things that the Human Rights Commission has said which I may not agree with. Which I may not agree with, but I defend their right to say it. Unlike you, you want to defend the rights of the bigots. Well, I defend their right to provide reports to this Parliament.
There was an equally spirited defence from the Attorney General, George Brandis. Last week, he'd revealed to Senate estimates that he'd asked the Secretary of his department, Chris Moraitis, to meet Professor Triggs to convey the government had lost confidence in her and to raise the option of an alternative role. Senator Brandis accused Senator Wong of attacking the head of his department.
This cannot be other than by attacking me, they attack Mr. Moraitis because they dispute his evidence. Mr. Moraitis' evidence was that he did not seek Professor Triggs's resignation, and I stand by him. He has my entire confidence.
The Human Rights Commission is not a court and not protected like the judiciary, argued the Attorney General.
It should never be above criticism. No institution of the executive government should be beyond criticism and beyond scrutiny. Not the ministry, not the public service, not agencies within the executive government.
Senator Brandis said the government had lost confidence in Professor Triggs when she'd said she'd waited until after the 2013 election to hold her inquiry into children in detention.
This Parliament should be a guardian, a fierce guardian of its rights to call members of the executive and the agencies of the executive government into account. And when the government loses confidence in the leader of one particular agency, the Parliament and the public are entitled to know why. They're entitled to ask searching questions of me, which they refrain to do, and they are entitled to ask searching questions of Professor Triggs.
The Greens spoke in favour of the censure motion, and so did the Independent Senator, Jackie Lambie.
The Prime Minister, the Attorney-General and other Liberals must stop their unbalanced personal attacks on Australian Human Rights Commissioner Gillian Triggs, and to get on with the job of ensuring that children are released from detention centres. All the children.
In the end, there were enough votes from the crossbenchers for the censure motion to pass. It prompted this question from the Labor leader, Bill Shorten, in the lower house.
How can the Prime Minister still have any confidence in his Attorney General? Yeah.
But there was strong backing for his Attorney General from the Prime Minister.
This government has lost confidence in the President of the Human Rights Commission, but this government has an abundance of confidence in the judgment and the competence and the integrity of the Attorney General. And on that note, Madam Speaker, I ask that further questions be placed on the notice paper.
The Prime Minister ending Peter Donald's report.